Some local Fox affiliates cut off service to GCI customers in November. Fox programming was restored to Fairbanks in December. Southeast just got the channel back on New Year's Eve, but not everybody knows that. Ramey Privet owns one of three bars in Wrangell.
Oh, I haven't even turned the channel to look.
Let's check.
Let's check it out. That's sweet. I didn't realize that.
He owns Ramey's, where locals are used to watching sports.
So I had five customers come in and they said, can we watch the Seahawks game? And I said, not here. I said, it pains me to tell you this, but you got to go to the Totem.
That's one of the other bars in town. It has DirecTV, which carried the games. Not having your pick of NFL broadcasts isn't good for a bar that makes a point of being open on Sundays.
But a lot of times they also do like the bigger, like college basketball games and college football games and stuff like that. So that's what we're missing out on.
GCI is negotiating contracts with companies that license affiliate Fox, ABC, and CW programming to markets all over Alaska. An extension through January restored the Fox programming. It also kept customers from losing ABC and CW channels, according to GCI spokeswoman Heather Handyside.
You know, we didn't want to set the precedent, and we certainly did not want to pay those rates and then pass those on to our customers.
She says the programmers tripled their rates. Handyside says prices increase every year, but not that much. The programmer, Coastal Television, did not reply to an interview request by deadline. Now, Handyside says both sides are much closer to finalizing contracts.
GCI will still, with a new contract, likely have to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars more for this programming. But we feel like that's consistent with comparable programming, and so we will likely negotiate a contract in that neighborhood.
Handyside says customers will not see higher cable bills at this point, but that could change if programming rates continue to increase. In Wrangell, I'm June Loeffler.